T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Does turkey actually make you sleepy? I think stories like this are important because everyone will tell you that be careful, turkey makes you sleepy. Don't have too much if you're going to take a long drive. Can you believe that old wives' tale? Can you believe the stories that are saying, guess what, turkey doesn't make you sleepy? That's what's in the news. I've heard it in the build-up in advance of Turkey Day.
Doesn't any big meal make you tired, though?
I think so. And yeah. Part of the reason is this Turkestan or Tristanovich or whatever it is that's in... What's that? What's the stuff called that's in turkey? There's a chemical. Tryptophan. Tryptophan is in all kinds of foods. There's more tryptophan in cheddar cheese.
It's in nuts.
If you have nachos, you should be asleep in front of the football game. Everyone should be passed out like the room got gassed. It doesn't have that much power.
Queso dip is deadly.
Anyway, I find it interesting. Who do you believe? Do you believe the years that you've been hearing that turkey will put you to sleep? Or do you believe the stories that say, guess what? You've been conned by the stories. Just believe none of it. Turkey's just food. It's just food. It's boring. Flavor requires a wonderful gravy to make it moist enough and palatable enough to want to eat. And yet we have a national holiday where everybody has turkey. Good PR people are hard to find, but whoever turkey hired did a great job.
A good Thanksgiving turkey is good. Come on.
The dark meat is because it has some moisture to it,
no.
But the white meat is even big and muscular and dry.
White meat's good if it's cooked right.
Yeah, it can be. There are miracles that take place in certain kitchens. And I know you're a conscientious chef, so you do a good job not drying out the food. But still, turkey. It's turkey. How many people a month after is Christmas and a lot of people have turkey, but a month after that, January 25th.
Oh, Christmas.
Tell me how many people are insisting that they have turkey on the table.
Christmas people don't
eat
turkey.
Let's open a turkey restaurant, you and me. Put in
no,
all our
I wouldn't
life
want,
savings.
I wouldn't
what do
want
you think?
To do that, yeah.
We'll have turkey burgers. We'll have open-faced turkey. And we'll have turkey cake for dessert, even. 860-522-9842. Mark Christopher does still work in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Thank God, because if you weren't there, I don't know what I would have done.
Well, I hope you had a good turkey day, and hopefully everyone...
I had a wonderful turkey
yeah,
day.
I did
How
too,
can you
man.
Go bad when you're sitting around eating pie?
No, you can't. That apple pie this year was unbelievable.
Gorgeous.
I'll tell you what, I was smart this year. I took it light on the hors d'oeuvres, so I had room when the real good stuff came out. So it worked out.
Good.
It worked out real well this year for me.
Todd Feinberg. Now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
What is that stuff called again? I cannot retain that word.
Tryptophan.
Tryptophan. Yep.
What did you say last time?
I don't know. I was just riffing. Tryptophan. So everybody's got it in their heads that you can't have too much turkey because you get tripped out on tryptophan. Be all groggy. The police will come in to find out what happened. Everyone will just be laying around. Turkey overdose. Turkey OD. But remarkably, that never happens. So maybe these stories are correct, that it's just an old wives' tale about turkey. Brian's next. Hey, Brian.
Hi, Todd. Let's talk turkey.
Yes, so, I like it.
As we speak, buddy, I'll actually wrap this up in full and bring it up to you if you want, up on the mountain there in Avon or Farmington yard. So on the Weber right now, I'm smoking a turkey. They come out great. Fit for sandwiches, whatever you want, nice and moist, delicious.
And really?
I believe the turkey is all about the gravy. So if you're doing a pan, your pan drippings, you got to add some water to that. You know, I think the French call it roux, and then you got to put some cornstarch in there and whip it in. The gravy is important, or else it will be kind of dry. It dries out. You're right.
Wait, how do you get the drippings if you're doing it? If you're smoking it,
I don't. This is just completely smoked. I just smoke it. It's nice, but it seals in the juice. Is really nice. You put it press side down on the open flame first, and you sear it, and you flip it over, cover it, and let the thing smoke for 3 hours. It's beautiful, beautiful thing.
Wow, that sounds nice. All right, so there is a better way to do turkey. You don't mess around with brining or anything, huh?
Excuse me?
Brining. You don't do brining. You know, every year there's like a different new thing that people are saying.
Yeah.
So brining was...
A buddy of mine deep fries them, but injects it with teriyaki sauce first, and that's really good, but it's a minor explosion when you drop it in the oil. You got to be real careful with that.
Yeah.
When you're
that sounds with back, all that moisture
playing,
in it.
When you're playing backyard bombardier. So speaking of turkeys,
yeah.
Ned Lamont, gross misconduct. You got to send this guy to jail. He knows what he's doing. He's not that stupid. The guy's a millionaire. He's a billionaire or whatever. The guy's got to go. Can you get John Rowland on the horn for us? Because there's a guy that sat down and did his time, like Joe Ganim did. We need Rowland on the air. And we got to back Stefanowski. You got to put this guy in jail. He's sitting over there on Prospect Avenue right now, probably listening, and he's got to go. He's quivering, dude. What a bum.
All right, Brian. Thank you, sir. Good to talk with you. 860-522-9842. The ill I wish Jolly Ned is for him to be seen by the average person, for the truth to be obvious. And he's such a good liar, and he's been doing it for so long, and it's so innate, it's so automatic to him that he has all of the subliminal cues that one person can send to another that says, I'm a good person, I'm noble in purpose, and I'm likable and lovable and decent and good. Somehow, whatever frequency it is that he uses to transmit all this disinformation, a lot of people have their antenna up and they receive these signals. And even while he's saying things that are nonsensical or an insult to your intelligence, people go, oh, what a nice guy that Jolly Ned is. By the way, on the rant line, too, we've got some good oh, yeah, they're doing a good job. They are.
Hi, Todd. With the
governor's voice, you know. Listen to this.
Hi, Todd. It's Governor Lamont on that Thanksgiving Eve. It's a beautiful night. We're on the plane. We're going to Puerto Rico. Me, Annie, Josh, Max, Paul.
That's good stuff, isn't it? We've got, I think, three different Jolly Ned imitation cuts coming up on the rant line. 860-751-4698 is the rant line number. And that is coming your way. And it's just a wonderful thing to have that happening. To have the obvious be shared. The corruption. What Ned does is inappropriate. You do not just brush it off and say, we sold it a few months ago. Go away now. All these people are just playing politics who want us. And by the way, he's talking about his opponents. What opponents does he have? Who are his political opponents? Who? I don't understand this game. The game, you take a political office, it's an opportunity to help the state. Not for a second does Ned consider helping the state. He considers how he can benefit from the state and how he can cover it up. He figures out how he can slime his way through all the cracks that exist for the slimy and get what he wants. Neil's in Bristol. Hi, Neil.
Hey, Todd. I agree with the previous caller as far as the guy's got to go in jail. It's so obvious. However, I do agree with you. So let's shine the public light on this guy. Let's let the average voter who doesn't really understand it, hasn't seen, hasn't followed, shine the light on the obvious corruption and ethical or misethical, and that's not a word, but you know what I'm saying, on this governor. He doesn't know what he's doing. I think that's what the whole thing is. Like you said, he's a silver spoon in his mouth. He has no idea that this is incorrect, right? This makes no sense, and I'm really upset about it.
Well, I think it's true, yes, that the average person has no idea, but it doesn't take much to have an idea. And,
not
for example,
all.
One investigative reporter going after one of these stories and digging these things out, that would, you know, there's a huge opportunity here because nobody reports on what the governor does, and that's what he counts on, is the fact that there is no reporting to speak of, and that gives him huge space to be able to pretend that the corrupt and destructive and disingenuous is sincere and decent and good. And that can be blown up very easily with the right piece of information.
Yeah, the SEMA 4 alone, if you put that in plain language in front of a group of, grab 20 people off the street and say, listen to this, forgive me 2 minutes, listen to this, is this right? They're going to say, no, that's not right at all. I said, well, this is what was going on in front of your face. And they'd all be absolutely mad. And they couldn't believe it.
I think you're right, Neil. Thank you for the call. But what is required, I believe, is one piece of information that blows the whole thing up, a smoking gun. People require a smoking gun because you need something that's bigger than the logical mind, that just flips people emotionally, where they go, oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe he said this and the reality is that. And he's doing it right now. He's doing it. The layer of protection that Ned has between his lies and the truth and people seeing the truth is paper thin. A little breeze could tear it. And the other thing is that revelation will also show the media in the state to be in the pathetic condition that it is, because nobody reports this stuff and they all cover up for him. They all generate stories of normalcy and decency and goodness in Jolly Ned, which of course isn't there at all. 860-522-9842. It's going to be comfortable overnight, 30 degrees, cloudy. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid 40s. Thursday, upwards of 50 degrees. In order to get that nice temp, it requires a few showers. Then Friday cools back down. There'll be some sun, but it'll be a high of 42. Right now, 36 degrees at WTIC. 860-522-9842. Pete's calling from East Haven. Hello, Pete.
How's it going? You know, I got a few different things to say about Ned Lamont. You know, first of all, nobody talks about the nursing homes. In the beginning of this whole pandemic, he was sending all these people to nursing homes who were infected with COVID. And nobody talks about that. And I'm not really sure why. There was four governors, Cuomo, Ned Lamont, the New Jersey governor, as well as the Rhode Island governor. And you're talking about, in the beginning, it was like 75% of the deaths were in the nursing homes. If that didn't blow the lid off the cover, I don't know what's gonna. It's unbelievable what goes on in this state. If you look at this man's history, his uncle was a devout communist. You could check that out. Everybody who's listening, look it up on your own. You could find that out. He was running in politics. I believe he was in Connecticut, and he was a devout communist. And I don't even believe that Ned Lamont, King Lamed, whatever you want to call him, had ever gotten into office if they didn't cheat. Let's remember the night of the election with Stefanowski. Stefanowski was winning with, I don't know, it was like 10% left, and he was up by 12%. And then we wake up in the morning, and somehow he's losing. I mean, come on, it's the same thing that happened with Biden. Same thing that happened with those senators in Georgia. The same thing that happened with the governor just now in New Jersey. Audit every single state. I disagree with the gentleman that was just on, the state senator. Audit every single state. The Republicans are doing it. They're dirty. The Democrats are doing it. We all know they're dirty. Let's figure out what's going on. Our voices are not being heard. What's going on is you got people that are fighting for us, but then when it comes for the time for the fight to actually hit the ground, nothing happens. And I can go back to all the times when the Republicans had the Senate and the House and the executive branch, and nothing went on with all three. We had Obamacare came and went. We had all kinds of issues because they are all snakes in the grass. They're politicians. Wipe them clean, audit every state, get this king out of this state right now, bring in anybody you want. You can go run for governor. I'll vote for you. I don't care who it is at this point. Ned Lamont's a little punk, and he's not going to do anything for us but communist issues. Check it out. God bless you, man. Have a good night.
Pete, that was a beautiful rant. Thank you for that. I agree with your larger point. I don't agree with the details you're focused on. I think... for example, what difference does Ned's uncle or father make in what their politics was? What matters is what he does. And I think asking people to go investigate his ancestors is missing the point. This guy is a con man. This guy depends on his ability to spread disinformation and be unchallenged by the media and to have good stories go uncovered. And part of it's political bias, but I think a larger part of it is just there's no media to speak of. There is nobody paying people to write stories that are good. That's a big problem. There is, I think, a problem with elections, but it's not, I don't believe, the way that you're suggesting. Democrats have a machinery that is built to use the rules of elections in order to cheat. And they keep the rules that allow them to cheat effectively are ones they keep expanding. So they do early voting. They do absentee ballots. They use these tools. Why do you think they want early voting to go on for weeks and absentee ballots to be freely available? Why do you think they mailed them during COVID to people, applications to people's house for absentee ballots? They did that because they wanted to make it permanent, because it's illegal to do in the state of Connecticut, and they wanted to be able to get the wheels greased to be able to continue it and to be able to rig those elections. So they are much more conniving, I think, and manipulative than this kind of broad swath cheating that you think is going on. I don't think that's how it works. But you could be right, and I could be wrong. 860-522-WTIC. In about 40 minutes, we've got the rants coming your way. 860-751-4698. Susan calling from Granby. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you? Oh, you don't like
that. I'm ready.
Yeah, okay.
I want you to already be making your point.
Yeah, okay. My point is, the gentleman who just spoke with you, he's looking mm-hmm. for someone to be a different kind of governor. And I think you and I have had a conversation that I am running for governor in 2022. And if I could give you my website, I'll leave you with that.
Sure.
Okay. It's www.susan4fort2022.com. And if people take a look. Sure.
Yeah, give a couple sentences. Give a quick elevator pitch on yourself.
All right. I am obviously a Republican candidate. I am a wife, mother of a Navy veteran. I have been in corporate life for 40 years. I have global experience in marketing and sales. We have two foundations in our family. I have been visiting with all the Republican town committees, getting a very
good response. Susan, excuse me. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but that's the boring stuff. Give us the along the lines of what people are. There's so much frustration.
Yes, and there's frustration.
Because we have an old
boys club down in Hartford, and everyone protects everyone else, and they've got a lot of deals going on within their group. So what that gentleman was saying was that he's tired of the politicians, the career politicians. We need someone from outside of that old boys club, and I don't mean gender reference. I mean there are a lot of people who really do not. They get voted in by the people, by the taxpayers, and then they don't do and they don't finish, and the promises they made, they don't keep. And the fact is people need someone who is speaking for them, who keeps their promise, and because I've been outside that political beltway, I can do that.
Well, there you go. All right, Susan, thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. We need a way to convey understanding to the average person who trusts. There's a natural instinct of humans to trust other humans until they learn why that's a mistake. But it's really hard to get people to understand that those who run for office become part of a broken, corrupt system that doesn't get used to serve the needs of the citizenry, of voters, but gets used to perpetuate the careers of those who run for office. And people can't accept that. Or it takes more education about what goes on than what the average person has. We'll talk more about it coming up on WTIC. Right now, though, the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center is where we go. Mark Christopher is there. He's watching the roads, and it gets dark so early now. It's depressing, Mark.
It is. You know, we'll be the first week of February. We'll be cheering when it's light after 5 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
My sense of political corruption is, I don't even like using that word because I think it's used so often that it doesn't actually trigger anything in your mind. It's non-visual and non-meaningful. But the real corruption is not this big thing. It's not some explosion of outrageousness that you expect, like you see in the movies, where somebody's stealing this big thing and putting it in their personal bank account. That's the old-fashioned kind of corruption. The way corruption works now is because it's so illegal and so looked down upon, and there's a whole organization of criminal enforcement that focuses on the idea that you can't divert money or power from the people into your personal bank account. So the whole world of corruption has now morphed around the idea that you don't do it that way. You don't stick a couple of grand inside your pocket. Or there was a woman several years ago in the state legislature in Massachusetts, when I was doing radio in Massachusetts, and Diane Wilkerson, her name was. And she was a state senator who was on some panel, liquor license panel. And she was rigging it so people would get liquor licenses, taking a couple grand and sticking it down her bra at a bar. I mean, it's craziness. Because the amount that they can manipulate and steal and divert into campaign funds and power, do favors for friends, for example, is so great. Why would you mess around with a couple thousand dollars when you can do this game that Ned's doing, where you benefit companies that your wife is investing in? Oh, well, she sold that a couple of months ago. A couple of months ago? Like, that matters? And that's all there is to it? Oh, we'll donate any profits we make to charity. Well, how do we know that? There's no ethics program in the state. It's the weakest ethics thing in the world. It's unethical, the lack of ethics in the state of Connecticut. And for an elected official to say, oh, don't worry about it. If our corrupt little insider trading thing benefits us in some way, we'll donate that money to charity. Well, what difference does that money make? If you are using the power of the state of Connecticut and the finances of the people of Connecticut in order to raise the value of a company that you invested a lot of money in. And how about your friends' finances? How about the whole evil rich thing? Remember how Democrats hate corporations? Why do they hate corporations? Because of the leverage they have over politics. This doesn't even require explanation if the roles are reversed. They just take it as fact. Well, if there's rich people around, it's bad. Okay, well, these are rich Democrats. And they have no scruples at all. 860-522-9842.
Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
WTIC. I'm very encouraged by the tip of the iceberg that has been opened up. I don't know if that's the best metaphor, but there is now a crack in the governor's. We've got two companies now where the insider trading is clear, and so clear that he just shrugs his shoulders and say, why are you worried about me? Oh, I'll give those profits away. Don't worry if my insider trading benefits me in some little direct way out of all the many ways I can benefit. Don't worry about that. And don't worry about these accusations about the new digital blockchain company that I'm paying, using your money to pay to come to Connecticut, that we already sold our stock in, as if there are no other connections between the governor and the company, as if his wife doesn't have other ways she could be benefiting, as if family members couldn't be benefiting, as if friends couldn't be benefiting. Remember, the governor doesn't do this job for cash. He does it for prestige. He does it so he can be important, so he can matter. That's why he does it. And helping his wife and her friends make money makes him, after decades of being a professional mooch off of his productive ancestors, it turns him into somebody who looks like a legitimate human being. Speaking of legitimate human beings, Alfonso McGriff is here. Hello, McGriff.
Hello.
I hope you had yourself a good Thanksgiving last week, some nice turkey, and that all those little proteins weren't making you groggy and fall asleep with your family.
I definitely didn't have any turkey, and I definitely ate too much food, and I definitely did feel groggy.
You did. Well, apparently Absolutely. It's not the turkey. You got to stop blaming the turkey, and you didn't eat it, so you can't blame it. But you could have felt just that you were around so many turkeys that some of it made you sleepy.
Yeah, that just eating too much That was the key. That was the key. Eating too much. And that makes me sleepy.
It does do that, yes. And I think people give the turkey a bum rap. So what's on your mind today?
What's on my mind? I'm thinking about you, man, and I'm listening to you talking about your governor. And I'm trying to figure out which human among us who is in a position of power wouldn't use our power to assist our friends and family. Like,
I think a lot of us, but there's such, don't you feel a sense of inspiration about public purpose, about that there are certain things that should be done with decency, like living your life? And if you've got a job, if you've got the privilege of having a job where you get to save this state from all the destructive things that have been done to it over the past, just say, 30 years since the income tax was passed, I mean, why wouldn't you feel that is the most glorious thing that could ask in its pettiness and childishness and lack of dignity?
I think when you put it like that, I can understand what you're saying, but I don't think people in power run around with the purpose of hooking up friends and family members. I think that just comes with the territory while they're doing other more important and significant things as it relates to the title that they hold. But I don't think they're just, you know, holding the title to run around hooking up friends and family.
Well, there has to be a motivator, right? For any individual who's in pursuit of something, there has to be a motivator. What is the there is nothing about Ned Lamont that suggests he's actually motivated by doing what's best. He wants to lift some of the burden off the shoulders of the average taxpayer. Has he ever shown an inclination to want to do that? While he was running for office about, oh, we won't do tolls on cars, and then as soon as he was elected, he started pursuing tolls on cars and spent his first year in office. He raised taxes hundreds of times and has the gall to say, I'm the only governor in the last 30 years who didn't raise your taxes. And then puts the qualifier for that lie a few seconds later, so it gets to be separated from the lie he told, and in order to imprint that lie in people's minds. I mean, he's so devious and so conniving and so without any redeeming qualities, I don't know what you can point to and say, look at how decent this man is.
I'm trying to understand who in politics is wonderful and kind and moved from the foundation of life, affirming behavior with the goal to help improve the quality of life for all human beings. Politics doesn't work like that. Everybody has to look out for each other. And in order to get what you want done, you have to sometimes vote and participate and support things that you don't even support in order to try to get what you want done. I mean, the way that thing is set up, I don't see how anybody is operating in the best interest of the people, because in a system like that, it turns out that it's operating in the best interest of the title holders.
Well, it's a really interesting point you're making, and I think you're wrong, happily. Because, yes, the business of doing politics requires some level of teamwork with people who you view as being your allies. But I can point to Rob Sampson, the state senator from Wolcott, who I had on earlier today, as somebody who makes clear to everybody around him, I follow these principles. I believe in the American system of government. Small government is the prerequisite for having the free society that the founders gave to us. So I will not be part of any schemes to undo small government further than it's already been undone. And everybody understands that that's how he operates, so they don't even come to him with their evil schemes. And that makes his life easier, as he describes it. He says, look, I don't even have to consider those things because they know I won't do it, so they don't bother pitching me.
And
so it's possible to be in the business of, yes, we have to cooperate and work together and be good teammates, and then say, but here are the standards by which I live. Don't expect me to take part in this game or that game. And I think people can live with that. It's just not the part where you're right, though, Alfonso, is that the system, once you get inside the system, it's very hard to be that person. It's very hard to be Rob Sampson because there the whole current is moving away from you. You know, moving, there's a powerful force of insider trading that controls most everything. So it requires you to go against the grain, and most people give up rather than do that.
Now, what Mr. Sampson is saying sounds really wonderful. The question is, what has he gotten done operating from that place? What has he gotten done for the people moving from that place that he can't be moved in the wrong direction or compromised, or they're not going to come at me that way? What has he gotten done?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But what would he have gotten to done had he been part of the movement of screwing the people, which is how the state government works in Connecticut? It screws the average taxpayer and makes things worse. So 30 years ago, they jammed through by one vote, I think it was, the income tax. And the income they promised that would be the end of all problems in the state. There'd be so much money rolling in. And the money did roll in, but it actually increased the problems. This is how state government works, because they're so busy using that money to divert that money to special interest groups who will vote for them, that the whole system now has been corrupted by that flow of money rather than a benefit being given to the average person. So if you have one person who stands up and tells the truth and behaves with honor and sticks to his standards, then that makes more change than anything they pass could ever do, because everything they pass is bad for the people.
So then the problem is not Ned Lamont, it's the system, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, Ned Lamont is this guy who has no burdens, who has no need to be one of the scummy people, and yet he decides to be one of the scummy people because it's unavoidable. That's how he operates.
Okay.
But imagine, Alfonso, imagine having a governor who had the circumstances of Ned Lamont. That is, he can spend his own money to get himself elected. There are no downsides for him, even of losing re-election. Let him just do what's right for 4 years. Hey, I'm going to do what's right. I'm jolly, Ned. I'm going to do what's right. And even if I don't get elected, I don't care. Even if I don't get re-elected, I don't care. I've got the job. I'll do it for 4 years. I'm going to fight for what's right. I'm going to try to lower your taxes. I'm going to try to reduce the leverage that special interests known as public sector unions have over the state's finances. You know, you just lay it out. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make life better. And if they throw me out on my butt, so what? He could say that. He doesn't say that. He plays the insider game. So, yeah, I think there's clear benefit that will derive to the people if they ever wake up and elect somebody good. And I don't even know if there's anybody who's going to run against Jolly Ned. So this might all be moot at this point.
Yeah, like who would want to run against him? Because nowadays, if you run for office anywhere, mayor, governor, whatever, senator, president, they dig so deep into your life that you have to be close to perfect in order to just run. Like, you know, it's just almost an impossible task. Look at who this country put in office for the president, man. What kind of pickings do you have to choose from when you put him in office?
Well, but let's keep it at the level that we're at.
But he's the best the country has to offer. What I'm saying is, who wants to run against Ned Lamont when everybody is just waiting to find out what's wrong with you and what mistake you've made? And
but where is the evidence of that with Ned Lamont? Nobody pays any attention to what he does while he's blatantly violating ethical norms. And nobody says boo about it. The whole media machinery sits there quiet asking him dumb COVID questions.
Well, he clearly has a support system in place, so... And your support system is never going to go after your misgivings.
Yeah, so it's not that ugly. But you know, if you've got a little boldness inside of you and a little fight, I think you go in there and you relish the opportunity to set things straight. Because when somebody's as bad as Ned Lamont is, he's a bad man. And that's something you can expose during a campaign and highlight. And he will, I believe, if there's an opponent, that Ned's badness will be exposed in an undeniable way. Because he's making it quite obvious. It just requires that somebody point it out. Alfonso McGriff, I love talking to you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again next week. Alfonso, still recovering from not eating that turkey, which is necessary to energize you through the next year. Come on, Alfonso. Lap it up. Be like Mark Christopher, who gained 17 and a half pounds in the last week alone.
No.
In the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. What, you lost?
No way gain at all. This is beautiful. Right at right where, wow, I was, right before Thanksgiving. Very happy.
Congratulations.
I stayed light on the hors d'oeuvres, went heavy at dinner, light on the dessert. So I'm doing okay.
Oh, it sounds like a bummer, though.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was great. Well, and I'll tell you what, that Highland Park turkey was amazing. Amazing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.